Nowadays, we're into all that stuff, but in those days, you would have looked far and wide. In fact, when I was a kid, if my grandmother wanted anything besides salt and pepper, and what? Maybe cinnamon and nutmeg. Mm-hmm. She had to go to the May Company. There was a food market in the May Company, and they had all kinds of spices. She used marjoram and thyme, and she used cardamom and oregano. She used all paprika. Mm-hmm. She used all kinds of spices, but you couldn't get them in our little town.
They were kind of exotic in a way. Now,
well, they just didn't have them. They might have been available to the grocer, but he didn't stock them because they didn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we had a little mercantile store, and you could get white thread and black thread. And you could get white buttons and white and black buttons, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know the May Company had a food section. Of course, I remember the sewing sections, and those are all gone in the department
store. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. My grandfather helped design and install the bakery in the May Company in 1908, I think it was.
The downtown one?
Mm-hmm. He was a baker by trade.
This was the grandfather that also had the ice company, or the, mm-hmm. Yeah. Good, you had...
Then my grandmother decided she wanted to go back to Chicago. She was homesick, so they went back to Chicago. If she'd left him alone at one trade, he might have really made some money, but she jerked him around so much that he didn't ever get started at anything.
Just when it was getting good, he stopped and went to something else.
Exactly.
A bakery would be a nice business. You'd always have delicious.
He was a wonderful chef, too. He was good at that.
All right. What were the different kinds of squash, or what are different kinds that you can name?
Now or when I was a kid?
Either, I suppose.
Well, there's zucchini, and there's crookneck, and they call it patty pan now. We used to call it summer squash, and there's Hubbard squash, and there's spaghetti squash, and there's lemon squash, the little yellow round ones. Acorn.
Mm-hmm. Patty pan is what we called it. How about different varieties of beets? Anything?
I don't know different varieties of beets. There probably are some.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go, I always get the littlest ones I can find.
Julienne ones, or just, fresh. But
fresh beets, I'm
tender,
thinking of.
Yes. Yeah. Canned.
Oh.
How about varieties of potatoes?
Ah, there's the rub. Do you know that in Peru, that Mogapichu that they have found in Peru, they had over 2,000 different kinds of potatoes that those people experimented with?
So they were genetic botanists way back so many centuries ago.
The potato came from Peru. They didn't have it in Europe. And they took it back. Well, there are several kinds of white potato, and then red potato, and I suppose they have